is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Gigi.
And Mark.
And, again, you can join us on the web. You can join us on the phones. You can bring up anything that's the point of the program. To start things out here tonight, I think we all had the snow story. I think all of us were aware of this as far as coming in here tonight. This is a big story. I mean, because...
You're talking about the New York City snowplows?
Yeah, we talked about it in detail last night with how it is essentially that the New York City government guys managed to clear out Manhattan in a relatively quick period of time, but the outer boroughs were basically being ignored for days, people being essentially trapped in snowbanks. I mean, 2 feet of snow. New York City received about 2 feet of snow during this past weekend snowstorm, and basically the snowplows were nowhere to be found in certain areas of the city, and people... understandably, we're pretty upset about that. Not only was it making it difficult for folks to, well, go to work, but it was also making it difficult for, say, an ambulance to come and rescue a dying old lady or a small baby that was having some kind of medical issue. And in fact, a couple people have perished as a result of the fact that the ambulance could not get to them in these areas. This is pretty serious.
It's a small price to pay for the rights of workers.
Oh, what do you mean by that, Mark?
Well, the proletariat is trying to keep us... No, is that the bourgeoisie? I'm not sure.
Now, have you talked about this story that recently came out about the actual... They planned on the slow cleanup to send a message?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to touch on tonight.
Okay.
If you wanted to share with us, JJ, you're certainly welcome to do so if you've got it pulled up there.
Yes, the sanitation department's snow cleanup was a budget protest. Selfish sanitation department bosses from the snow-slammed outer boroughs order their drivers to snarl the blizzard cleanup to protest budget cuts, a disastrous move that turns streets into a minefield for emergency vehicles, the Post has learned.
Boy, nothing like having a monopoly hold you hostage.
This is from the New York Post.
Because the government owns the streets. The government, it certainly controls the streets. Whether they own them legitimately is another question, because can a thief own the things that he buys with the money that he steals? I don't think legitimately he can. But effectively, the government owns the streets in that they control the streets. And so you've got a monopoly.
They sent a message to the rest of the city that these particular labor issues are more important, said City Councilman Dan Hollerun.
Wow.
So basically what happened was some of the guilt-ridden workers confessed to this plot to this councilman and told him that the orders came down to be slow, to pad the overtime hours, to do a lousy job.
That's funny because...
They made us do it.
Well, right. The official word yesterday was that they're going as fast as they can. These guys are doing what they can to make sure that snow gets cleared.
Which goes to show that whomever is, is doing this talking...
That was the mayor.
Either A, doesn't know, and just says that kind of crap because that's the kind of thing you say when somebody says, hey, you're stupid snow clearing people aren't doing their job. They're going as fast as they can. I mean, like, it doesn't take a third grader to figure that out. Or B, the person saying it is in on it and doesn't care how it affects you or your life. It doesn't care if it kills a 4-month-old baby, which it did.
Mm. Yep. So basically, they used a variety of tactics to drag out the plowing process and to pad their overtime, of course, which included keeping plows slightly higher than the roadways and skipping over streets along their routes. It's just amazing.
Wow. And everybody is
infuriating,
held,
is what it is.
Yeah, you are literally being held hostage by these people. There's no other option. What would happen if somebody came into that street and just plowed it? Would that be illegal? Like if some private guy...
How are you going to get a plow vehicle of, any size into New York City? Plus, you really have to have some serious equipment. I don't know what you're talking about.
Where would you bring it
actually
from?
Speaking of that, have you seen the video circulating YouTube about this this four-wheeler, this large front-end loader that was stuck in the snow And so the tow truck
crushed a vehicle trying to take it out.
Yeah, exactly. The tow truck pulled it into a private vehicle parked on the street.
Just without, a perfect example.
Not just pulled it into it. Pulled it
over
into
and
it
over.
Over and
yes.
over again, shoving it into other vehicles,
yes.
smashing it up into the curb. I mean, just crazy what they were doing.
No, they don't care.
Right, yeah. It's a perfect example of how concerned they are with what you think
yeah,
about
right.
them and their customer service and their ability to get the job done in an efficient and safe manner. So everybody is being held hostage by these people. Like you said, Mark, I mean, what would it take to get a snowplow into the New York City streets that wasn't actually a city? Well, where would you store that thing? Are you going to pay to store that in one of their underground parking garages or on the
street?
That's
$30 a day for yeah. regular car parking. I
well,
can imagine for a
it
dump
also
truck.
Doesn't matter. Without them declaring the snow emergency, the cars never came off the streets. And I saw Bloomberg talking about this. And the fact that where were they going to park the cars? And it's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
But what they had to do instead was then to actually remove the snow instead of just pushing it to the side like they do here in New Hampshire and other rural areas. They had to actually lift the snow into buckets and then carry it away, which
they
is
do that
more complicated.
At times here, but you know it's a much more involved process.
It's crazy. Just looking at all of this and looking at the failures, and I bet you, if you did do something like you were a self-starter, you were an entrepreneur, you were a philanthropist or something like that, you wanted to help people and you saw that the government guys were not getting the job done and you said, all right, I'm contacting upstate New York or whatever it is that's just outside of New York City, whatever more rural areas, it might be able to get some guy with a snowplow on his truck to come into the city and do this. I bet you it's illegal. I mean, if you think about how union-controlled New York City
right,
is.
I don't know whether it's illegal or not, but up against these union bosses that I've heard about in New York, quite honestly, these people scare me like the mob.
Well,
I mean, and you see that they clearly don't care what it is that their actions result in.
Yeah.
I suspect they'd come up and shoot you in the head.
Yeah. Maybe that's not unrealistic.
No.
So what would happen? Because if you look at the taxi cabs, they have a very controlled system there. If you don't have the taxicab medallion and you pick somebody up and drop them off and they give you a quarter, you've committed a crime. You know, you're violating their licensing laws. You're violating the taxicab medallion restrictions, and the medallions are like $400,000 a pop.
Wow.
So it wouldn't surprise me, given that kind of an economic restrictive climate, that they would say, whoa, who are you? What do you got this?
Hey, what are you doing here?
What is this?
I think the other thing, but what I said earlier, is that you'd have to invest a lot to do this successfully. You can't just shove the snow.
Right.
So you'd have to invest for a front loader and then in some sort of vehicle to transport the snow as well as to move it around. So it's quite a big leap.
So here we are, where the information has come out now that these guys actively chose to not work, to basically screw off and still collect a paycheck with
yeah.
overtime.
The guys who are guilt-ridden probably aren't giving back that overtime.
I bet you're right about that.
Probably not.
And so that's what the latest information is. And as of right now, as of today, miles of roads still remain unplowed. Yep. As of last night.
Hey, you don't like it? Huh? Well, it's all you have to do is renegotiate the contract.
Or find somewhere else to live.
Yeah. Yeah, find somewhere else to live. I mean, if you
that's not the purpose of what these guys are doing, though. These guys are saying, you know, we don't care about your dying children. We don't care about the elderly. We care about our contract with the city.
We just want our taste.
It's just so sad. And what can you do about this besides leave? How realistic is it to suggest that New York City, even in the face of this, is going to look at other options, is going to look around and say, well, you know what? Screw you, union people. We're going to go ahead and hire some,
scabs. In New York City, there's no way.
No way.
Here's how they should handle it in New York City. They should turn over snow removal to the boroughs. The boroughs then should decide that, what we're going to do is we're going to put this out for bid, and we're going to
let the union bid.
Let the union decide to do that. We're going to sell off the equipment. Somebody wants this crap, and we're going to take the money, and we're going to put it towards next year's budget and cut down property taxes as a result.
I hope the libertarians there. I hope
come
they
on, be realistic.
It. Well, I hope they at least propose it to get the idea out on the table. But yeah, if you're realistic, you know that this is New York City. It's incredibly statist. The Empire State.
Indeed.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control and bring up what you want. DUI checkpoints coming up, and more your calls as well. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, at ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free. The number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You'll find the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com.
If you've ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney, you need training. I mean, attorneys are very expensive, and there's a cheaper alternative. It's called Jurisdictionary, and you can get it at jurisdictionary.com. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy, the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. Get it at JurisDictionary.com. I have gotten the course. I paid for it myself. I think it's very important to know this stuff. JurisDictionary.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We continue here. We'll take your phone calls about what you want. And then coming up, we'll tell you about DUI Checkpoint further restricting them in the Tampa area. We'll get to that here in a moment. But first, Scott the Bigot is with us in Massachusetts. Scott, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Happy New Year. Excuse me. Happy New Year, Mark and Ian. How are you?
Thank you. Well,
it'll be a happy New Year because I won't be spending it with you.
Oh, God.
Well, you're so kind. You know,
no one brightens up a room like you, Scott.
Well, you know, for the new year, gentlemen, before I called you, I thought long and hard about what I really feels in store for the United States, and this is what I came up with. First of all, we're gonna really have the depression. We're in one now. Make no mistake about it. But the depression's gonna intensify in 2011.
That's a pretty fair prediction.
And the Federal Reserve is printing up money, and it's worthless in the sense that, let's face it, there's nothing behind it. If I had by law was authorized and I could print up money, I might as well manufacture it in my basement. Unfortunately, I'm not the Fed, and the Fed just prints up this unbelievable amount of money. But it's all going to catch up with this country. It's catching up as we speak, and we need to go back to a hard money, meaning gold, silver.
Much we agree on, Scott.
Definitely.
So we're in a depression. It's going to intensify. You're going to see mass misery. Unemployment is, what, now 10%. I predict that it could skyrocket to as much as 20%. You're going to see tremendous misery. And the good point about this, if there's a silver lining, and it's not far-fetched either. I believe there could be an overthrow of the U.S. government.
What do you mean by that?
Let me elaborate. In Soviet Russia, 1917, in Nazi Germany, 1933, in 1922, Mussolini's fascist Italy. When there's social unrest, horrific things can happen. The people will band together. I'm hoping. But what worries me about the American people, they're very dumbed down. They're really.
And if they're like you, Scott, they blame other people who look different for the problems.
Yeah, I'm kind of worried about the social unrest. Scott, are people going to take sides along racial lines?
This is what's going to happen. Either the station is going to go communist, A, or B, it's going to go fascist, meaning along the lines of Mussolini's Italy.
Scott, don't you think it's already fascist?
What's that?
Don't you think it's already fascist? This is JJ, by the way.
I think it's already both.
I agree with
you, Scott.
It is totalitarian. This democracy is a crock. It's a crock. I think I told you about a year ago, close to that anyway, I will not stand for the pledge. If I'm at a ball field, I will not stand up for the national anthem. At least I have the courage of my convictions. I've had people.
You on that one, Scott. But you didn't answer Mark's question about the division for the upcoming social unrest that you believe is coming.
Yeah, like who's going to be fighting whom, and how are you going to tell the good guys from the bad guys?
First of all, I'm going to answer that. We have a Zionist occupied government. I know you get annoyed, but I'm going to be frank with you. We have a Zionist occupied government.
Are they going to wear Stars of David so we know where to shoot then?
They already control it. And what's going to happen is that hopefully the Christian people in this country will rise up against black Jewish enslavement in this country.
Because that's what Christians do.
Are we currently experiencing black Christian, black Jewish enslavement? I mean, is that what's happened to us?
That's illiberalism. Let me explain, gentlemen. What's happened to the United States now is that we are in a cesspool of liberalism, homosexuality.
It seems to me like most of the people that are in Washington, D.C. are white Christians, or would self-describe as...
I don't know how many black Jews I know, but...
They've lost their way. They've lost their way. This nation has become, if I may say, Judified. And homosexuality, homosexual lifestyle, liberalism. Let me explain to you in a nutshell.
So, hold on, Scott. Let me see if I've got this straight. So, the civil unrest is going to end up breaking down between the Christians versus the Jews and the blacks.
That's right.
Now, will the Jews be on the same side as the blacks?
Yes. of course, okay. Because they've always led the civil rights movement.
What about the Mexicans? Are they going to what side are they going to take?
Oh, of course, they'll be on the side of the blacks and the Jews.
Now, really?
But there are a lot of Christian Mexicans.
They're really Christian. Will I still be able to get Chinese delivery? Is what I really
I can
need
see
to know.
You're being sarcastic. No, I need to know
about my Mugu Gai Pan.
Any radical movement, if you look at history, communism, socialism, humanism, atheism, decadence in art, any left wing nutty. Socialist, communist, homosexual has always been led by Jewish liberalism. They have always led it.
There are a lot of conservative Jews out there. The Hasidic Jews are extraordinarily conservative. I met one of them on a boat ride in New York, and I, like, you know, his wife wouldn't shake my hand. I mean, that's how conservative these folks are.
The Jews are not a religion. They're a race. Don't get confused. But it's not. It's more.
Can you pay attention to real life?
What does that have to do with anything I said?
If you want your listeners to understand, get through the complications of this government, and find out where to find an answer through all the madness.
You didn't answer my question. Yeah. Speaking of answers, what about the black Christians? There are a lot of black Christians out there. Are you saying that they're going to be fighting the white Christians and over what?
There's going to be a race war in this country.
So it's not a religious war.
I disagree. I think it'd be more socioeconomic than race or religion.
I think
it'll spill over into that. And if you want to get to the answer of what the madness, what's going on in this country, all you have to do is pick up one book and take the time to read it.
No, I don't
want to
hear
that. And that's the Learned Elders of Zion. That will shed light on all the madness.
It's a hoax.
I don't understand
that. It's just a hoax. Somebody just...
And all of these boys that are dying, that are coming home in body bags, they're fighting for a totalitarian Zionist Jewish government.
I don't know,
and they're dying in
words,
vain.
But thank you for the call.
Well, wait, Scott. I got one more question, Scott.
Please.
Scott, one of my best friends in the whole world, he's black, and I wonder, should I just shoot him now?
You're not a Christian, Mark. You're going to be on his side.
The
white Christians. What about the non-white? What about the non-Christian whites?
Non-Christian whites.
Yeah.
If I had my way, if I had the power, I would take them all on a boat, all of them, and
who's
put them on Madagascar.
Wow.
And I would take the Jews too, and
apparently
put them
all us, because we're not Christian.
I want a white Christian Protestant nation.
This is
what would make me most happy.
Luckily, I don't think most people are like you, Scott, and aren't willing to fight the war that you're talking about fighting. A lot of people understand that humans are humans, and it doesn't matter what the color of their skin is or where they were born.
I saw that movie about Madagascar, and those little lemurs can dance
Thank
and sing.
You.
It's awesome.
Thanks.
Peace be with you, Scott,
for the call. Yeah, he does need some peace. He's gonna have to find it himself, though. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced. Comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free. The number for you, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so you can enjoy those, including our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. Shrine.freetalklive.com will get you right to it. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. So much to discuss here tonight, including some pretty good objections to the ideas of liberty that some folks came up with that I wanted to share, and we can answer those coming up here in a little bit. But first, some more news that could be useful in your life. Just because they're going to do this in Tampa doesn't mean it can't happen where you live. And JJ, you're going to tell us about some DUI checkpoint crackdowns that are coming in the Tampa Bay area.
Coming from Channel 10 News, WTSP.com, Tampa, Florida, with New Year's Eve only days away, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration expects this to be one of the deadliest weeks of the year on the roads. But now a new weapon is being used to fight against drunk driving. It's a change that could make you more likely to be convicted. I think it's a great deterrent for our people, said Linda Unfred from Mothers Against Drunk Driving in Hillsborough County.
There's nothing they don't like. And no amount of new draconian power.
Mad loves new laws, just loves them. And, you know, she did use the term deterrent, and I just wonder how many people are deterred from having a few drinks and driving by new, more draconian drinking laws. I mean, it would seem like they're plenty draconian as it is.
And yeah, it would seem.
People drink and drive, and I would say that most of it lies on the shoulders of city planners. It used to be that every neighborhood had a house that was converted into a bar, essentially. People could go there and, you know, a little inn where people could go and they could drink at this house or whatever. It was within walking distance of their neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
stumbling distance.
Yeah, stumbling distance. Yeah. And, you know, that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen anymore. It's rare that a person lives within stumbling distance of a bar. Mm-hmm. So they have to get in their vehicle and drive. Now, it's a better idea to take a cab? It sure is. But it's also an expensive proposition. It's going to cost you $40 just for the ride.
Might as well stay home and drink.
Florida is among several states now holding what are called no-refusal checkpoints. It means if you refuse a breath test during a traffic stop, a judge is on site and issues a warrant that allows police to perform a mandatory blood test.
I wonder about this. Are you telling me cops are doing the jobs of phlebotomists?
Yes, that's what I'm telling you. This is
without
actually
the training.
Well, they go through. Usually, they go through like a 4-hour quick class.
Right, right. Of course. Like here's the alcohol swab and stick it in that direction. Don't stick yourself.
They actually tried this, and I don't know if it's still going on, because you don't always hear, like, continual updates on these things. You just hear about it when they first start. But I remember it was a few years ago now that it was Utah State Patrol that was learning how to become phlebotomists, going through the, you know, 4-hour class or whatever it was, and then hitting the streets with needles and demanding blood from people. I mean, so this isn't that unusual of news, and it's so scary that this is happening today, and the longer things go on, the longer these cops are getting away with this, the more likely other departments around the country are likely to pick up on it and copy the idea.
DUI defense attorney Kevin Haislett sees the mandatory blood test as a violation of constitutional rights. It's a slippery slope, and it's got to stop somewhere, Haislett explained. What other misdemeanor offense do we have in the United States where a government can forcefully put a needle into your arm? Which is the question of the hour. What other simple offense like this can the government come and intrude upon your person in such a
It's pretty scary.
Way?
Yeah, when you talk about drunk driving, it's, you know, I mean, we've been taught in our society that it's such a terrible, terrible act. And, you know, what you've got to think about is that texting while driving is
incredibly dangerous.
Much more dangerous than
or being
driving
sleepy.
Yeah, than driving while at, you know, 0.1 alcohol, blood alcohol. But they're going to punish 0.1 the same way they're going to punish 0.25.
Right.
They get this,
right.
This law just doesn't. You can be laying down in your vomit drunk versus just slightly over the limit drunk, and the punishments are the same. I mean, this is how crazy it is. And whereas there are far more dangerous activities that they can't punish in the same way. So this one's fun because for the cops because they have a way of getting you. If you're texting while driving, it's, you know,
they can't
I
prove
saw
it.
Him texting while he was driving. I swear, Your Honor.
You could, right, you could, in the texting case, I suppose they could look in your phone and they could go back and look at the texts and see what times they were sent at.
Well, but then the cops would have to have, say, badge cameras so they record. I've just confiscated the subject's phone here. It looks as though I'm looking
at... So you're saying the evidence is more powerful with this method.
It is. You know, and if these cops actually did have badge cams where they carried around a camera that was recording their what they were saying and what they were doing at all times, imagine what they would be catching. You know, there was just a video that I saw on the internet where, let's see, they 9 police pulled over a reporter, and I can't remember where.
A couple years ago, yeah.
Yeah, I can't. Well, that's because they held on to the film.
Right.
They just released it recently because they were trying to find out what was going to happen with the case, and the cops basically are stonewalling them, so they released the film. But they were following a cop in an unmarked vehicle, and the cop called in, "I'm scared. There's people following me." 9 police cruisers pulled this lady over, and surprise, surprise, surprise. Not a single one of their dash cams worked.
Wow. Yeah, that's right. They were either just turned off
or
broken.
How could
that
be?
9 out of 9.
The thin blue line, of course.
Right.
I mean, this is, I don't know how you can sit there listening to the radio right now and still believe the police are out there to protect and serve you.
Because the fellow slaves reinforce that. It's the idea that you could challenge it until someone says, well, what are you thinking? That's just crazy talk to say the police aren't doing good. They're here to protect us.
Right. That's why they turned off their dash cams when dealing with a 115-pound news reporter and her cameraman.
Mm-hmm. Who had done nothing.
Nothing.
They were driving down the road following a cop.
Well, also, this also, you know, you open this up to so much more. Now that you have this person's blood, what's to stop them from doing other tests or using the blood for any number of
things? Not a damn thing.
Collecting DNA, for example.
Yeah, exactly right. So essentially, it's my understanding, you're saying that now in Tampa Bay, and who knows where else this is going
several counties within Florida.
That's, yeah. So you're talking about you know, Tampa's got well over a million people living there. You're talking about millions of people that are going to be subject to these DUI checkpoints. Can show up any time. The only way you know about them in advance is if you happen to read the newspaper article in which they are forced to publish the information, because the cops do have to frequently have to publish these in advance. You'd have to be very well connected and aware of these things. Sometimes the bars will pass around the info the night of or the night before, something like that. So you'd have to become in the loop in order to avoid this. Otherwise, you're going to run up against it, and they've got guys that are down the street looking for people that turn around, looking for people that turn down side streets to try to avoid them. They pull them over.
I've managed to do it before.
Oh, I'm sure it's possible to do, but it's something it's not always a guarantee.
I was on my way home. I was in a real hurry. I was on Highway 41. It's six lanes of traffic plus a turn lane in the middle with no median, and I just whipped a U-ey right in the middle of the road at 10, 11 o'clock. And I think it was on the way home from
how many blocks away from the checkpoint?
There really weren't any blocks. This is U.S. 41, but I would say that I was probably an eighth of a mile or something. Mm-hmm. I saw it down the road. I just whipped around, turned around, went up another road, and got home.
So you go up again into this checkpoint, you get caught up in it, you refuse to take the breathalyzer, and they will then draw your blood.
That's right. They will take a sample of your person that you own, and they claim it for their own.
You don't have a right to privacy, essentially, because...
No, of course not.
If you had a right to privacy, you'd be able to keep your breath private. You know, the whatever percentage of alcohol is on your breath, you'd be able to keep that private. And you'd be able to keep your blood in your veins.
They're not pulling anybody over for driving recklessly at this point. They're not pulling anybody over for endangering anyone.
Everyone has to give up their privacy if they are on the road, is what they're saying. It's just an incredible violation of human rights.
They're there to save lives, though, Ian. It's to save lives.
Right. Well, as long as one person is saved, then it doesn't. Then it's
right.
You
we should
be able
stop
to do whatever.
On all the rights of everybody.
Save a lot of people by putting us all in padded cells.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Do you think it's okay for the government to just interfere with your body if they suspect you? If they're suspecting everybody. They're just saying 100% of the people. You're under suspect for being drunk. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that, in 2011, we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica19.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there on the site totally free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month with any major credit card, as well as PayPal. Some alternative options are there, too. You get perks like the access to the amp-only call-in lines, podcast, forum, and more. Get the details. Get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com. We use that money to reinvest in the show and spread the word about freedom. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Intern for Liberty. Make a difference. Get experience and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduate, graduate, and recent graduates for its summer internship programs. They have internships in all types of journalism and public policy. The internship includes a generous stipend, housing assistance, career workshops, and training throughout the summer. Visit libertarianinternships.com. It's libertarianinternships.com for more information and sign up to receive updates and reminders. Libertarianinternships.com.
So we're talking about the situation down in Tampa, which may be similar to something happening near you. It's hard to say where this kind of tyranny is striking, because not always the news doesn't always come across our desks when this stuff happens. It just all depends.
The article noted that they would be well advertised. I assume that includes the paper that you talked about posting and the signage before. And
yeah, typically there's one of those electronic signs that gives you a heads up that it's coming. But usually by the time you see one of those, it's too late to turn around.
Right, exactly.
Because they're monitoring and they want to see if somebody swings a Huey and go after them. So they're going to be pulling people over.
It's kind of funny because, you know, what that says is that we're interested in the uninformed drunks. Because if you look in the newspaper, they put where these things are going to be.
Sure.
So if you're going to be out drinking and you read the newspaper, then you're informed and
right. You're
not going to go that way. But if you're, you're just come along it. I mean, you know, what does that make?
Well, it makes sense because they don't want to go up against people that know what they're doing, right? They don't want to bring charges against the guy in the Lexus. And that's one of the things that they're going to do here is they are going to still wave people through, right? There are going to be certain folks that are going to have privilege and certain ones that aren't. They're far more likely to...
It's possible.
...to give a breathalyzer to the people that are the easy victims, the people that don't know their rights.
Ensnared.
Yeah, and the people that are not looking like they would fight it, the people that look like they don't have a lawyer. So you roll through that checkpoint in a snazzy car and looking all businesslike, and they may not ask you to do the breathalyzer. Oh, hey, good evening, sir. Have a nice one. And then the guy comes in the old beat-up car with long hair, and, yeah, he's going to get breathalyzed.
Definitely, because he's going to have to get the public defender, and the public defender doesn't really know what he's doing. He just wants the plea bargain that's all they're really good for.
So, yeah, you've got that factor, and so I don't think they want the informed people, Mark. I mean, they want to keep the people that are clued in away from there. They don't mind if you know what you're doing. Because they don't want to go after you. They want those plea bargains. They want to fill their coffers.
Yes.
They want to get the convictions. And you're a hard target. They're not that interested in you. So keep all the hard targets away. Now, what can you do about this? Because we pointed out that this is bad. It's invasive. They're taking people's blood from them. That's really twisted. And scary. I used to have one of my former girlfriend had, you know, she had these, I don't know what, if there's a medical term for it, but her veins were very difficult to tap.
This happens for a lot of women,
actually. Yeah. So it was incredibly stressful for her. She would go into, like, she had to get some sort of blood drawn for whatever it was, some medical thing.
Something medical.
And she went into one of those places that does this. It wasn't just the hospital. It was one of those special blood drawing, drug testing place things where these people do this all day long. They tap people's veins all day. That's what their job is, a professional phlebotomist. These guys had trouble finding her vein. They were stabbing her multiple times with a needle, and it really wears on somebody. It really it can wear on somebody.
Yes.
It can be very frustrating.
A lot of bruising and marks too.
Exactly right.
Now imagine a police officer who doesn't do it for a living, who's taken the 4-hour course on taking blood. Yeah, right. At night,
at a checkpoint.
You know, while cars are zipping by.
Not exactly the most sterile of locations.
You know,
but let's presume they bring it into a clean room. Like they've got a little trailer there, and you know they've got a setup like a medical room.
All you have to do is watch Cops and to realize that these guys just don't have the kind of patience to deal with somebody whose vein's hard to hit. And, you know, how's that going to go?
I don't know.
Well, actually, Mark, it kind of sounds like they're doing more of a city thing where they're going to have a judge there. So I imagine it's possible that they'll have someone from the fire department to draw the blood and just to compartmentalize all of the parts of this process.
I think that's a better idea. But then what? I mean, you know, if you're dealing with somebody who's hard to hit, how many times is it their right to do this, to hit you, you know, 6-8 times in the
Ten
arm
times.
Trying to get blood? I mean, do I really need this? Can they kick me in the crotch, too, on the way out?
Hmm.
Here you go. Have a nice day. Boop.
Here's a cookie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and how much further can it go? So what do you do about it right now? Well,
people can hold signs further down the line and warn drivers. That's pretty easy.
You can do that one. That's going to really upset the cops. And
a camera.
Right. Whatever you're going to do about this, if it's bringing activists out to the checkpoint to hold signs, bring multiple video cameras. Bring your cell phone, your smartphone with a quick.com access to where you can video what's happening. It's going to broadcast to the internet so they can't steal your videos.
Have a backup cam, too, something that's one
something
of those fictitious ones. You can get them at freedomcam.net. They've got pens. They've got packs of gum.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, freedomcam.net. Of course, that's also, I mentioned that last night, I just installed the Freedom Cam, the dash cam, which actually records the inside, the interior of your car. It also records the front view of your car. So if you're actually going through one of these checkpoints, this thing is going to record the entire occasion. So that's a good thing to have, in addition to your cell phone, to a hidden camera.
Obviously, the obvious one is to have a designated driver if you're going to be out drinking and you plan on becoming intoxicated.
Sure.
Other than that,
but that doesn't stop the tyranny, right?
No,
like, that
of
just
course.
Keeps you out
but
of the cage.
If people come through that checkpoint and take an extremely large amount of time and everything's very tedious, but the driver is clearly, you know, not going to be convicted of anything, you can tie up that checkpoint and perhaps, you know, save one or two easy targets down the road.
Maybe so. And what would happen if you kept going through the checkpoint? Like what?
Exactly right.
What if you like just went through and then kept going through and like turned around and came through again? How long would it be before they just decided to arrest you for like official obstruction or something?
Yeah, I think that they probably would do something. Just
you
like
know, I think if you put a delivery one of those delivery lights on your car and you say I'm just delivering pizza, doing my job.
But then you're really not doing the point. Then there's no point in going through multiple times, right?
Well, no, I mean, that's just,
it's
just
part
a foil.
Of your route. Yeah.
It's a foil.
Just to you know, load them up. But yeah, what other things could activists do besides go out, hold signs, let people know down the road before the police signage,
well, okay.
to give them the heads up? What other things could be done? Maybe call local radio stations?
Well, call the bar or the bar that you came from or the mm-hmm. location. If you have friends back there,
that's
let them
one.
Know and pass the word around. I think just letting people know and just making it something that the community knows about, whatever your community is, whatever the close people around you that would be affected by this, you know, let these people know. Don't just, if you have important information about some tyranny, then say something, at the very least.
I wonder what happens, and maybe it says in the article, JJ, but I wonder what happens if you refuse the blood drawing. Do they then strap you down
yeah,
to the table
to.
And
it's
then,
mandatory.
Then force it from you?
That's, I imagine that's what they would do under the term mandatory.
I'm just curious.
Yes.
Like, would they also then charge you with a crime, refusing to allow blood to be drawn?
Well, you're obstructing the officers from doing their job.
Right, obstruction of
police. They've just been given
business.
An order by a judge. Hmm. He's an important guy.
He's sitting right here.
He's wearing a dress. I mean, he must be important. So it's really
fashionable in his black muumuu.
So video cameras, signs in advance, calling friends, calling the bar, giving people a heads up, giving them an alert. That's all great. But
yep.
How can you stop these things?
Do you have an idea?
I don't know.
You keep asking.
I'm asking.
How you
asking.
Could stop it?
No, I mean, it would have to be some sort of political thing, right?
Well,
it'd
have to be challenged to the courts.
Yes.
Yeah. Other than changing the actual laws. But is this a law that was changed so that these came about, or is this some new...
Or are they just doing
is
it?
Is this the Transportation Administration doing their own thing?
Another good question. Nonetheless, beware, because this you can better believe this isn't just going to be happening in Tampa Bay. It could very well happen where you live.
Yeah, it's something they're going to, you know, trot out.
And then how long is it going to be before they just start sitting in parking lots at bars and harassing people? We've heard stories of them actually arresting people in bars before they've gotten in their car.
They were doing that in Texas.
Wow. I didn't hear about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy there.
It's madness. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, should remind you, Free Talk Live will be live on New Year's Eve. That's tomorrow night. And you have to confirm New Year's Day. I need to do that here. Talk to the board office, see if we can get somebody in. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Some objections, good objections, thoughtful objections to the ideas of liberty. We'll share some of those with you coming up here in a bit. Take your calls about anything. 800-259-9231. Hour 2 is next.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.